Beginning of the Seder Daf Lamed Vav, beginning of an Al, beginning of the Tes Master, beginning of the Gemara. Come on, who's this like that holds the Brisa that says you'll take captives that include the Kanan Mechutz La'aretz if the Achayz B'Churi accept them? Oh, that's Krib Shimon. He had said that you accept them. Then obviously those are out of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Kanan would not include Leizchayk on the Shama, but according to Behuda, they're all included in Leizchayk. This is the way Rashi explains it. So it says, "Vem temi v'gin to say, wait a second. Dama b'yifas tayar, maybe, which this is what Shavisa Shavi is talking about, the beautiful maiden, maybe if Rabbi Yehuda made, maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we would accept them, but even though generally holds the not, because the Holy Dibetoyal Kenegad Yetzer, as the Gemara Kedushin of Chaval tells us, that the reason why it's permitted really should be forbidden. It's only because of a person's Yetzer is overpowering them. Since it's permitting even regular foreign women, we generally, is that zealous people could kill that person and still and it's permitted. So you could say, you could say also it permits even the economic and out of it. So when the fast is permitted, the condition says in condition of Rav and Beis, but the following question, and the war take you fast time. Rabbi Mamutte says permitted, Shmuel Amasi says forbidden. Which Sigmar explained, but Bir Rishayna Kotma the plague of the Shay. No one disagrees about the first Bir that's permitted. The question is regarding after that. So you see clearly that even though Zayin and whatever, all these are forbidden for kind, but we say what's generally forbidden is permitted. So you're also used to say what's generally forbidden, and even according to Bir is permitted. Boy, moreover, Phil Rabbi Shimon, or some say the Gears is Rabbi Yehuda. But be that as may, the most question is, why do you even need to permit it? What's the difference from a kohen? Avigav the zayin, although she's a zayin, so called a mishrei. We don't have any special pasuk permitting him, but because I will debatel connect the yitzhara. So why do we have to have a special pasuk over here, like we're saying, b'shavisa shavir? B'shem says, but you can say, kim lohit yivas tayel b'macham zrosho. Since the Torah is only permitting you here by a optional war, shabai kazim adavah. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Ah, shemamina. Obviously, the gabe kananim. That actually by Kananim, which is not, it's Mechamas Mitzvah, Lo Yaminan, we don't say that Lo Dibritayel Kenege Yitzhara. That is the Avag of the Yitzhara, even though there's Yitzhara, Oma Lo Yitzhaya. No, we say that you not keep them alive. I fell in the Mokum Fast Tayar, even when there is this idea of the Fast Tayar. Ah, so Helka, there will be Huda. Yes, like Kanan, Shabachutzla, Nam Mechal Zachaya, and the Amakam Lois, you don't accept them. Oh, so Lo Hoyamati, he would not permit him to Mokum Fast Tayar, and everything we're saying is like Rabbi Shimon. What you could wonder is, let Reb Shimon the Makam Moshe, and they said that you do accept the Kanan from Chutz Laaretz. Ve'in Mechalal Sechay, the Narkel Sechaya. So Lama Likra, why do you need up the pasuk of Veshavisa Shavila Vastaya? What do you mean? You don't need a special pasuk. And Makati Dem Ebchat, and actually I should say the contrary. The Davka Reb Yehuda, so for Reb Yehuda you need a pasuk. Gzeir Zekas Vogabi Vastaya specifically to Chutz La. But Abish Kanan Machem Shavuchutz La Him Mechalal Sechaya. But he would permit it. So maybe to the contrary, it's not Reb Shimon, it is Reb Yehuda. Shimon says, "What you can say is no. The Ikatam the Rabbi Shimon actually a krov b'shavisa shiv yistamach. It's actually that's his source is from this pasuk. Because the ima akrov because Tais addresses says, what do you mean? What do you do with the pasuk that says l'mana shalei yilmadu? That iklamim that you could say could be Huda. The Asla Mishari is coming to permit her aisha umais or other nations that cannot come to shechil b'mchama before he started the war. But to say that they're actually permitted." From the Kanam Shabbat levels, that I actually know from B'Shavisa Shivya. That's why the Gemara is saying the best like B'Shavisa. That afterwards they brought the stones, they brought the Mizbech, and they plastered it with plaster. The Gersin Tesefta on this is Ve'Hivir Sabon, they brought the stone Shalom and Ayad that they took out of the Jordan. They built the altar, they brought the Shalom. But like you said, we don't have the Gersin of Achosla B'Satayra like we have in our Gemara that then they wrote on it. The Torah. Can make says Masa, which actually belongs to Ahmed Beis. Mai b'hachetze. What does it mean? And the other half. Although our Gemara asked the same question here, but the Gemara says chetze shemol har grizim. Half that was opposite har grizim was merub mechetze shel har ebel was more than the half that was on har ebel. That's what hachetze comes to say. Tesh is less than Yerusham Yushav Yesed. The wording in the Yerusham is more. Fluent. The Kesin Hassan, the case over there is like this. Matam Alayma, what's he teaching about Chetzioi? Says Yerushalmi, Malamet Shema'utin Mahargrizim Merub Ma'ebel. It comes to teach that there were less on Hargrizim and more on Har Evel, which Agamar is saying, as the Dimaskal says, a more hagrizim than haribo. Here it's saying that that is less in hagrizim and more in haribo. Lama? Why? Levi was on those on hagrizim, but they weren't all there. Shem hayu kol shevet levi shem, because had they been there and not on the bottom, hayu shem, they would have been equal. He says, no, had all tribal Levi been the Lahayisham, they wouldn't be equal. Lama, why? Because there was really a loss of from the Shevet of Shimon. Esrim v'arba el peshitim, and by the story where there's no in Shittim, they lost 24,000. So, no, even with that, they wouldn't have been equal. He says, Elohisham kol shevet Levi hayisham. Had the whole tribe of Levi been there, they would have been equal. Lama, why? Because Shleibam Yishevet Reuven of God, because you also have, regarding Reuven and God, the only, the which was to equal them out, on the other side, was Elamem Elav Chalut itself. It was only 40,000 armed soldiers, because the rest actually stayed Mevel Yard. Hashta Asa Shapa, now makes sense, the Chetzi El Mol Har Ebel, that the half was Abasar Har Ebel, which was Chetzi Mavur, the more selected half, Minishu Har Roiv, which actually, Har Evil was the majority. Because although it was half in tribes, but Rubi Gabi had the majority of the people. Now, Mio, whoever says Taisis, Kesha Daktik, Rabinian Achrin, Shenema Boy, La Eilat, the Chalaka Arts, if you actually calculate the last counting that they made over there in Bamidbar Perk above, which was La Achashemes and Ragam after Ragam died, which is all the way to the end, Kedekseva Ba'il Lahayish, Begamid. There was no men from those that had gone. By Bishnas Arban, those are the 40th year. Lachah b'tiras Aaron after Aaron passed away. Simply like it says, "Be'al Aaron akayin v'gam etzetcha v'yamishal Bishnas Arban." He died over there in the 40th year. It says Bnei Sumerit in Tzemach Chadash Chamish in the fifth month. Ochim ochim b'say the Olam. That's obvious from the Brisa say the Olam, which is the last counting. So this is right away there at the time when we're what we're talking about, close to that. Timtim b'minyan shvatim shamdal hagrizim. It's going to come out according to that calculation. The number of the tribes that stood in Hagrizim was Oidif al Isim Shom the Bahar Evil. It's actually more than those that stood on Mount Evil. And by what number was that? Tisha Elif Chaser Koflamet by a difference of 9,000 minus 130. So you see that actually was more. Tafilim on the Levim Matush Man El, and even if the Levim you had 8,000 of them on the bottom, Adain Hamirubin Shal Hagrizim Kar Elif L'El, if you still had more in Hagrizim, close to 1,000. Should at the mitzvah be present shalish nashvatim, because you're going to find by the specifics of those tribes, Shamdal Harayibel, that's on Harayibel, you have shalish meis v'shivas alof from the tuf tuf koflamet. If you make the calculations, as Tosis did in the cheshbon over there, of the last counting, you had 307,930. With present shal Hagrizim, if you calculate Hagrizim, you have gimel meis v'shisha asa alof, you have 316,000 for Tov Tov and 800. She actually had more Hagris than the Harayevil. Yerushalmi says, what do you say? What do you mean, Yerushalmi? This is Yerushalmi says, Shem Hayyashem Kol Shevet Levi Habut Shaban, that if the tribal labor would have been on top of Hagris, they would be equal. Love Dafka Shaban. It doesn't really mean equal. Shem Rubin Hayyag actually were more. You're right, as Taisis had said in the question. And the Kummer, rather, what it means to say is, Lahoy Shal Hagris and Bechusin, it just wouldn't have been less. But now that all of Shevet Levi was not there, so you have to say Shem Levi Lamata. You must say that must have been from Shevet Levi on the bottom was Tisha Elif Ayyaser, 9,000 or more. Oh, so that now tips the scales, and now the balance is more on Harayvel. All of Shevet Levi would have been there on the top of Hagriz and Lahayyashem. They wouldn't have been equal to Mawashik around the Mishab Dishal Shem Esmael, but Arbo Elif, because Shem already lost 24,000. Kash, that's difficult because Jeremin Hayyachar came. What I mean, the counting that we just made of the Cheshbin was actually after that loss. It was after the Magefa. So Tosafot finds that difficult. How could you factor that in to say, as if they would tip the balance of what we're saying, that it still wouldn't be equal? This is that Rabbi Yisburin answers, and he disagrees with him. He says, no, because they left the rest of the people back in the Evel Yard, and they only came with 40,000. That means they only left over from Shevet Reuven 3,730. The whole counting of Shevet Reuven, it was only 43,730. So if you said they sinned 40, that means they left behind only 3,730. So how could it be that the 3,730 Sharubin Shinish from Ibliadam is left in Ibliadam and Mal, and how could that complete Lukhovdal Elev Shinaf Mishimin for the 40,000 that fell from Shimon Shahib Bishnas Rabban was in the 40th year? But so it says, Miyu Holokash, that's not difficult, because they could maybe could say the but this is what we were saying. Machbas Khasarad Mishabit Shimon, Shinaf Mamdegave, because the loss of Mishabit Shimon that fell in the plague. Even it would be the tribe of Levi, they wouldn't be equal. That because of that, the Hargrizim were less. Because it's not that the 24,000 that was missing was from Shevet Shimon. It's only 3,000 or less. And the rest of the 24,000 was from the other tribes. I feel the Gimel of the Shevet Reuven, that even according to what you're trying to say. Then you're diminishing opposites 3,730 from Shevet Reuven, Shinish, and Ebeliyad, which was, that they didn't come, they were left from Ebeliyad, and if you can't count them, Bav Hashem, they'd be equal, Shemach, was Chasom, Shevet Shimon, in Chasa, Yosim, Megimel, Elevet, of Shem Lamed, because Shevet Shimon is not less than 3,730. So, that's how he addresses that point. But, so, Tzai, Zavah, Hidr, Shemot, Malachim, and Tikshmi, that's still difficult, because like we explained, Shemach, Yifah, Yisakad, Min, how could you, has been the loss of the Shevet Shimon that was before, and the counting is after that. So how could you factor that into the consideration to even have the imbalance on Hargrizim and Haribel? Next, there's Master Begin's Gemara, Esm Chomish Aleben Zu, Esm Chomish Aleben Zu. Just like they were split on the mountains, so they were split on the stones of the Ephod. 25 on this one, and 25 words on this one. Which Yerushalmi brings, what do you mean? You only have 23 on this side and 27 on this side. Pierce the time to tell me as according to the time to teach over the Kishimish Lukum Khan, just like they were divided over here 6 and 6 on the mountains, Kath. So Kath, Lukum Abni, ever said that they split into these stones of the Ephod, and actually asked him, Kin, Aloysa Eben, Shalay, Ulay, Shalay, Grizim, Haikab Gimel. The tribes that were on Hagrizim were only 23, Balashni, Chabzain, and the letters of those on the second one were 27. It was Wilm Ali, and that's if you spell the Wilm complete with all the Vavs, and then you could have your the number you're saying of 50, but it won't be 25, 25, it's going to be 23, 27. Shani on that, Yerushalmi answered, Yerushalmi said, Binyamin ha'yichatzi mekein, the Binyamin was actually, it was half and half. So let me have to say, based on that, Alashni, Shiksum, Nalaha, Isa, Shalai, Ebel, on the second stone, which was written, those are Ebel, ha'yichatzi beiz nun, which is the beginning of his name, Ben, but Lerushan, Yamin, and on the first one was Yamin, which is Yud, Men, Nun, that's Binyamin. And on Ramazu, this is, we ask in this appropriate pshat, because Miksiv, Shisha, Shmaisin, Nasid, the six names, except Ela Shisha Mishmaisim, it says six of their names, which Mishmaisim and Likoshmaisim is from the names, then all the names, because Binyamin was not entirely of the six, it's only part of his name on the six tribes on the stone.